Oh dear God, please don't let the light turn red. Does that qualify as a prayer? In the Bible, the Apostle Paul told the new startup church in the city of Thessalonica to pray without ceasing. This is obviously an experience far beyond the usual creation of lists that we share during prayer time in Sunday school. If all we do in prayer is occasionally spend time asking, what time is left to listen to His responses? And could it be said that we treat love the same way? Treating love as a casual noun on a Valentine's card rather than as a verb, an action word that guides our very thought, deed, and actions without ceasing. Well, the theme for this meditation from 1 Corinthians chapter 16 is learning to love without ceasing. Being aware of endless moments to recognize and reflect the love of God always. To be mindful of a world in constant need of God's unceasing love. So no matter whether dawn or dusk, this contemplative meditation is a private retreat for you to pursue and, well, rediscover what it means to always love. You can't rest without God. So begin by becoming more aware of God resting within you as you breathe now. Allowing your eyes to move from open to a gaze to close softly as you center on God's presence at rest within you. Centering on this place of hope, this time of caring, in this singular moment, becoming an eternal spring of love through God, Spirit, and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from Mark chapter 12, and as I lead us, just respond softly and simply, always love. First, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all of your strength. Always love. Second, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Always love. There is no other commandment greater than these. To always love. Continue now, simply breathing. With each breath, begin to paraphrase these words to become your own in true divine contemplation. Reflecting as you whisper, to always love. What keeps you from always loving? Not who, but what? Is it traffic? Politics? Sports? Or do you ever just wake up in a foul mood? What are some of the circumstances that break the cycle of loving without ceasing for you? What is the Holy Spirit bringing to mind? They are only thoughts, so don't feel guilt or shame by what you begin to see. Simply experience it for a few moments, the little things that distract you from love. Center now on the Holy Spirit transforming your mind and expressions to those of Christ. Center on the response of Christ when facing what blocks you from loving. center how Christ reacts to distractions. Center too on your breathing. Let each full, deep breath fill you with the love of God. And with each exhale, push away distracting thoughts of anger. Thoughts of loathing may still float by, but rather than ignoring them, celebrate them as reminders to embrace the way of love, remembering and whispering the sacred words to always love for several moments. Continue as you surround yourself with God's Word. This the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth, a church quite familiar with persecution, abuse, and torment. Everything but love. Can you relate to that world? Well, imagine these ancient words being written to you as well, now. Apply each word for your own life, from Paul, through the Holy Spirit, from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, from the New International Reader's Version. Now concerning you, my friend, please be on guard. Remain strong in the faith and be brave. Be loving in everything that you do. So what affections of yours were stirred by the Holy Spirit? Listen once more from Holy Scripture. Be on your guard. Remain strong in the faith. Be brave. And be loving in everything that you do. Where do you feel the Holy Spirit leading you through these words? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute and contemplate these ancient words and hear them as yours. How do you show love in everything that you do? Listen now to this second expanded divine reading from a similar passage in Galatians chapter 5, and listen to it as a prayer from you to the Lord. Take these words and make them your own, reflecting on finding ways to always love. Dear Lord God, I know I've been called to live in freedom, but keep me from using my freedom to satisfy my own sinful nature. Instead, help me be mindful of my freedom to serve others in love. For as you have said to me, the whole law can be summed up in this one command, for me to love my neighbor as myself. I pray this in the name and the love of Jesus, my Savior and my Lord. Amen. For the next minute, let these words become yours in a whispered time of secret prayer, a prayer in your words, in your time, showing always love to your God. Listen to a similar passage now a third time. Less for words and more for how you experience it this time. What do you taste, smell, hear, and see within this passage from John chapter 13 in the Amplified Version? So when Jesus had washed his disciples' feet and put on his outer robe and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right in doing so, for that is who I am. So if I, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet as well. For I gave you this as an example, so that you should do in turn as I did to you. I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed, happy, and favored by God, if you put them into practice and faithfully do them." What did you encounter in this passage? What moved you? And how are you applying it to your own life cycles right now? While resting in imaginative contemplation, stay there for a moment in the upper room with Jesus and his disciples. Watch from the corner as he walks toward each of them, kneeling before each of them individually, looking up into their eyes, washing their feet in a basin with a towel. "Simon, Andrew, James, do you understand what I've done for you? John, Philip, Thaddeus, you call me teacher and Lord, and you're right in doing so, for that is who I am. Bartholomew, Thomas, James, so if I, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet as well. Now, Bartholomew, Thomas, James, Matthew, and Simon, for I gave you this as an example, so that you should do it in turn as I did to you. Oh, but there's one more. There's another disciple. You have tears in your eyes as you watch him turn slowly and kneel before Judas. Judas, he whispers, if you know these things, you are blessed, happy, and favored by God, if you put them into practice and faithfully do them. Do them on this night, you will betray me. Take this minute as a time of contemplation and confession over what you've witnessed in the upper room. Jesus washing the feet of those that loved him. That's easy. But Jesus washed the feet of the one that he knew was about to betray him, yet he loved. Always loving. Rest here in the upper room, contemplating on whose feet you can wash. Who can you love regardless of their love for you? Stay here for a while longer, centering on ways to always love, a means to guide you through times of anger, hatred, or disgust. It surely won't take long for you to encounter these feelings. So decide now how you might face those emotions. And also, who do you know that may be facing some of their own feelings of anger, hatred, or disgust? How can you be the love of God to them? How might they see an always kind of love flowing through you? Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, move with excited expectation into moments to always love others. Mindful of ways to love others on without ceasing here on earth, for it will be then and there you will encounter the heavenly, eternal love of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you, that you remember to be on your guard, remain strong in your faith and be brave, and be loving in everything that you do. Now may the passion of Christ, the love of the Father, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and an encounter with God be with you now and always. Amen.